I started writing in undergraduate. In my final year, I was at the University of Toronto. There was one of those workshop classes, and I decided to take it. I wrote a few short stories, but then after I graduated, it sort of just petered off. I guess I was sort of trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life and how I was going to support myself, and I didn't really have that much confidence to pursue writing any further. So then I didn't start up again until a few years later, after I'd done different things. I'd worked like all sorts of odd jobs, and then I worked in the redress lobby, Japanese Canadian redress movement, for a couple of years, and then I sort of stumbled into a business job for a few years, and then I felt really desperate because I thought I'm going to be stuck in this job, doing a mediocre job of it, and I thought I really have to find out if I can write. You know, I have to sort of try myself at it. So I decided to apply to New York University, and I was really lucky in that I got a fellowship, and so I just quit my job and moved and embraced the student's life once again. So and that's really what got me writing again, was being in that structured environment with other budding writers, and being in the city of New York too, which was so rich and inspiring, and the people I met too. I mean, there's a great Asian American community there, really vibrant and with an incredible history of activism, and in terms of being linked to the civil rights movement and the Black Liberation movement. And that was so new to me, from coming from Canada, and all of that kind of just, you know, was really enriching and really fed my work. Mm-hmm.